And now we'll turn to some of the letters to the evening news. Our first letter is about the time of the year that the plight of the homeless is in the news. Roger Clark of Topcroft has this to say. During another short evening walk in Norwich, I passed the usual number of homeless people sitting on the street, some with plastic cups, inviting, though not asking, for money. It's a heartbreaking experience, as shown by the obvious embarrassment of the many who pass by without acknowledgement or even looking at the unfortunate persons. One of the homeless wished everyone a good evening as they passed, whether they acknowledged him or not, and a young lady told us she was waiting for a bed in a hostel. But in the meantime, she was sleeping in a doorway near Debenham. These are people just like the rest of us, trying to cope with a variety of problems. Glasgow is to be commended for starting to provide simple but clean and reasonably comfortable accommodation for its homeless people. Isn't it time that just such accommodation was provided in the fine city of Norwich, or will we continue to walk on the other side?
The demise of the local pub is bemoaned by Marcus Moore of Sprowston, who urges us to use them or lose them. Norwich was once said to have a different pub for every day of the year, but as your paper has highlighted through its Love Your Local campaign, if you don't use pubs, you will lose them. Over the last few years, we have lost many watering holes in this fine city of Norwich. Some include the Firs, located towards the boundary, now a Tesco, the Mill House in Thorpe St Andrew, now a Co-op, the Royal Oak along the North Horsham Road, now offices. Also the Beehive on Canobie Lane, also a co-op. It looks like another public house is set to join the list, the Quebec. Plans have been submitted to turn it into a bed and breakfast, unless a buyer comes forward within the next week or so. This could be the end of a road for yet another pub, which has served many since Victorian times. It's such a shame to see these historic pubs close. I'm urging readers to stick to their local pubs. If you don't lose them, you will surely lose them.
Vic Hopes of Eton dislikes the overuse of the word hi. I agree with June Webb about the overuse of the greeting hi on television quiz programmes. When you get five or six contestants sitting in a row just repeating like parrots, it just illustrates how the English language is continually being abused. I also find the use of the word loss, as used by pundits to describe a sports result, as in Ipswich Town suffered another loss at Portman Road. Would it not be more appropriate to just say that they were beaten, defeated, or failed to win? That's three options and not alternatives.
A little later, we have a feature about the gas holder on Gas Hill, whose fate is in the news. June Rose of Norwich has a tale to tell about it. The picture of your former Victorian gas holder off Gas Hill certainly brought back some memories. I can remember when it was in use to distribute gas to the city premises. It seemed rather an ugly structure to have been constructed in such a pretty part of the city. Surely filming the obsolete gas holder or taking photographs for the archives would be sufficient information for those interested in listed buildings. Gas Hill, most probably, was given that name being close to the gas holder. I used to travel frequently by bus to and from the city past the gas holder. Late one afternoon, there was a new driver on the double-decker bus I was travelling on my way home. Someone had given the driver instructions to drive along Riverside Road, then turn sharp right when he reached the first steep hill. Unfortunately, the information given was meant for Kett's Hill, not Gas Hill. It was a very nerve-wracking journey as the driver tried to negotiate the double-decker up Gas Hill. Passengers and driver alike were very relieved when he managed to reach the top of the hill.
Finally, when our health services and ambulance crews are under such pressure, Janet Alcock has nothing but praise for the ambulance service. We hear about so many problems with the ambulance service on the media, so it's nice to record the positive side of the service. I cannot express my thanks enough to the paramedics who arrive promptly and save my husband's life after a cardiac arrest. I would like to express my gratitude to them. We do not have their names, but hope they read this letter and recognise the address. Thank you so much.